You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, Rosemary O'Neill Shuey talks with her daughter, Julie Ruggiero Houston, about the annual 4th of July Carnival in Osceola Mills.
Where was the house located that you lived in while you were growing up?
We were right in the center of all the action. We were right in front of what was the open-air tent where the bingo was held. It was just the best location in town for that week.
Front and center of all the action.
Yes.
Do you remember how much the tickets were for the rides when you were a little girl?
They were like 25 cents. With the bigger rides, you needed two tickets, but compared to the prices today, it was a bargain.
Do you remember any of the carnival men?
We got to know all the carnival people on a, you know, personal basis, and the same carnival people would come back year after year. Mr. Thompson, the owner, became friends with my dad. And they became pretty close friends. And the year that my dad passed away, which was June the 5th of 1968, which wasn't even a month away from the carnival, but Mr. Thompson came, he didn't know, he hadn't heard that Dad passed away. And he came up on the porch with the free passes and he said, Where's your dad? I want to see him. And it was very hard to have to tell him that my dad had passed away. But that's a sad memory I have.
What is your first memory of the carnival?
Well, along probably with all the rides, the merry-go-round in particular, one of my first memories is the Iceman bringing the big chunks of ice for the snow cone machine. He would place them in the cooler by the snow cone machine, and he would always leave an ice pick. And the cooler wasn't locked up, so during the day before the carnival activity started, we would go over, my brothers and sisters and I would go over and chop away at the ice. Until we were discovered by one of the firemen that kind of patrolled the carnival area. But really, my family, even including my parents, kind of looked forward to that week because they just enjoyed the carnival and the firemen.
And all the visitors that would stop at your porch from town.
Yes, all the visitors.
So essentially, there's no other place on earth greater to celebrate the 4th of July other than Osceola Mills.
How true.
Rosemary O'Neill Shuey and her daughter, Julie Ruggiero Houston. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.